You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, as Christmas approaches, many of us are preparing to celebrate the holiday season with friends and family, to relax and recharge and enjoy a break from the usual hustle and bustle, and for many, it is a joyous occasion. But for others, this time of year can be very difficult and challenging. Every holiday season, the rates of impaired driving and domestic violence spike, being one of the most stressful times of year. Holiday parties sometimes lead to having a bit too much, and being holed up inside on cold winter days can lead to heightened tensions with those you cohabitate with. That's why, at this time of year, the RCMP, emergency services, and mental health services kick into high gear to help those in the community having a difficult time to cope and to keep us safe. As such, today we chat with Jocelyn Fordart, a media relations officer for the Smithers RCMP, about how we can all keep safe during this holiday season. Stay with us.
I'm Constable Jocelyn Fordart. I am the media relations officer for Smithers RCMP, and I'm in Smithers, BC.
Great, Jocelyn. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News again. Of course, we wanted to touch base today as we enter into the holiday season, just a couple of days out here from Christmas. We know everyone is going to be celebrating the holidays in one way or another. But we also know that this time of year is a challenge for policing, but also for families and for folks that are out maybe having too much fun. And recently, we know that there's been an investigation around an impaired driving collision. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about this incident in an investigation in particular, and then also, you know, what else are we seeing or can expect to see over the holidays in terms of enforcement and making sure that folks are safe on our roads?
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for giving me the opportunity to share this today. So earlier in the month, we participated in a program called Light Up the Province. And, you know, that was a campaign where we joined with other detachments around BC and, you know, did coordinated check stops throughout the region. And the campaign forms part of our province-wide initiative on road safety. And the reason this press release went out was, you know, even though we have been talking about the importance of, you know, planning a safe ride home and not drinking and driving, we did respond to a collision on the highway where another motorist called in a collision. And upon arriving at the scene, you know, we believe that the driver was impaired by alcohol. And, you know, that matter is under investigation, but it brings us back to the central message that we continue to see impaired drivers on our roads, despite repeated enforcement and public messaging. We do live in a relatively small town, and there are options for safe ride home, you know, don't drink and drive. These are preventable situations, and the consequences of drinking and driving are life altering for everyone involved.
Yeah, no doubt. Jocelyn, one thing, you know, that's generally understood is that, you know, these days, despite all the information, all the communication that we've seen over decades, especially with, you know, younger folks, younger citizens, policing talking about don't drink and drive, DARE, I know is a big deal around here in the schools, especially around graduation time. We still see, generally speaking, higher rates of impaired driving in rural communities rather than in urban centers here in Canada. What are the RCMP and what are police forces doing over the holidays to ensure that they keep track of this, lower possibly the rates of collisions or incidents that happen, and making sure that people aren't driving impaired?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to see us out and about. We are around year round, but over the next couple weeks, you're going to see more police officers, our general duty members, and our highway patrol officers doing check stops around the community and along the highway. It's really important for community to know that alcohol, cannabis, prescription medications, and illicit drugs all impair your driving. So impairment is impairment. If you're impaired by something, you shouldn't be behind the wheel. You're putting everybody's life in danger.
Jocelyn, the other thing I wanted to touch upon, obviously not related to this, but also very important over the holidays. We often see around the holidays when people are spending more time inside, we often see a spike in the rates of domestic violence, domestic abuse. What do we know and what are the RCMP in this community doing to ensure that domestic violence and abuse is dealt with and to make sure that it doesn't spread over the holidays?
Yeah, this is really important. And to offer some local context, over the last couple of weeks, we've had two very serious cases of domestic violence that involve assault with a weapon. And while the holidays can be this joyful time, it actually increases stress, isolation, and the risk for family violence. So I guess I want to be clear that, like, violence is never caused by stress or alcohol. Violence is a choice. If you or someone you know is feeling unsafe, we have incredible supports throughout the community, especially with Northern Society for Domestic Peace. We've partnered with them and put out, you know, a media release on gender-based violence and supports in the community that do exist. So what community can do is check on folks, trust your instincts. Sometimes checking on someone and sharing a resource can make a real difference in their lives.
Jocelyn, maybe you can give us a little bit more of the wider spectrum of, you know, how prevalent are domestic abuses, domestic violence in a place like Smithers? Obviously, as you mentioned, the heightened isolation we see in society these days, especially around the holidays, stress having to deal with that over the holidays. What kind of rates are we seeing in Smithers, and what kind of programs are out there that are helping RCMP to determine and make sure that they're working to keep these rates as low as possible?
Well, I don't have specific stats for you today, Dan, but what I can say anecdotally and from my own experience, you know, with 20 plus years of policing, that we do see incidences of domestic violence regularly in our community, but also those do increase and they spike over the holidays. So sometimes leaving is not always the safest or realistic option for people in the moment. And some of the programs through Northern Society for Domestic Peace, whether that's, you know, within our passage transition house, sexual assault services, you know, there's quite a few different programs, community-based victim services. They can sit down with people and folks who are in situations where they feel really unsafe, and they can make safety plans for people. So that's often what we see happening over the holidays, is we're doing a little bit more outreach. So we're partnering with community-based victim services, you know, and sexual assault services, and we're doing a bit more outreach to women in the community specifically, and providing them with some knowledge about services that are available for them.
Yeah, great. Just the last thing for you, Jocelyn. Obviously, as you mentioned, sometimes it's very difficult for victims of domestic violence, domestic abuse, mm-hmm. to get away. I remember reading a stat not that long ago that the averages in terms of a partner in domestic violence trying to get away, it takes them maybe 7 times before they actually are able to escape. If there are people out there experiencing domestic violence, or folks that are friends of victims experiencing domestic violence, how can they reach out to make sure that those they love are protected?
Mm-hmm. If something doesn't feel right, I would always suggest checking in. So checking in, we often tell people, you know, reach out for help, you know, call this number. And I think the reaching out part is very, very hard to do, you know, when you're faced with violence every day. So instead of reaching out, how about we check in? So check in with your friends, with your community, with with people that you see who you think could be struggling in a confidential way. You know, try to help connect them to a resource. Something as simple as saying, "I'm here if you need help," can make a real difference in someone's life.
Jocelyn, we'll leave it there for now, but thanks so much for this information and for those out there who may be needing support over the holidays. There's definitely people who they can call. Thanks so much for your time today, and Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks, Dan.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.
Learn more about CICK? Visit us at smithersradio.com. Yeah, .com.